Welcome to Canada Live. I'm Andrew Craig. When a loved one passes, it's common for those left behind to gather, share stories, reminisce fondly. But how often do such gatherings take the form of star-studded gala concerts in London, New York, and Toronto? Well, that's what happens when the departed loved one is Kate McGarrigle, one of the most beloved of Canadian folk singer-songwriters. The matriarch of the McGarrigle-Wainwright clan left us in January 2010, and since then, her equally famous family members have annually hosted a tribute concert in her honor. To the stage of Massey Hall in Toronto, Kate's family performs Kiss and Say Goodbye.
Call me when you're coming to town, just as soon as your plane puts down. Call me on the telephone, but only if you're traveling alone. Count down the hours to the sunshine and the showers. Today's the day you're finally gonna come my way.
Let's make a day to see a movie.
Thank you so much. This next song is called Southern Boys, and it's by Kate, of course, and I hope you enjoy it. Southern Boys. They speak gently of their homes and show you pictures of the folks. Breath in your ears is as soft as the curtain. Whether wooing or whispering the latest racist joke. My feet when I hear that southern drawl. Oh, 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 oh. And I don't mind the pain, 'cause the feeling worth the fight. if you like, and your aim is good, and maybe it's worse. Then around nine we'll pop that moonshine, and it's out onto the porch for a moonlight swing with me, your northern girl. Right off my feet when I hit that southern draw. Thank you so much.
A tune called Southern Boys. Kate McGarrigle's son, Rufus Wainwright, sang the lead there, backed up by her daughter, Martha Wainwright, her sister, Anna, and her niece, Lily Lankin. We recorded them at Massey Hall in Toronto. It's all part of this concert called Love Over and Over, the songs of Kate McGarrigle, presented by the 2012 Luminato Festival in Toronto. I'm Andrew Craig. This is Canada Live. Over the course of the next hour, we'll hear performances mostly of Kate McGarrigle's music by various members of the McGarrigle-Wainwright extended family. Emmylou Harris, Bruce Coburn, Quebec legend Robert Charlebois, Ron Sexsmith, Jane Sibbery, Kevin Drew of Broken Social Scene, and Amy Milan of Stars and Broken Social Scene. Kate, Anna, and their elder sister Jane grew up just north of Montreal in the 1940s and 50s. Their parents were both English and French-Canadian, and music formed a big part of their family life. They regularly listened to and sang music from Gershwin to Stephen Foster, from French-Canadian folk songs to Edith Piaf. Anna went to college to study painting. Kate went to university to study engineering. And right around that time, they started to write songs. Neither of them could have known how prolific they would be or how influential their song catalog would become. The 10 albums that Kate and Anna McGarrigle released over a 30-year period earned them a slew of awards and accolades. Artists as diverse as Linda Ronstadt, Judy Collins, Emmylou Harris, and Nana Mouskouri have recorded their songs. And the McGarrigles have collaborated with a host of artists in both the English and French-speaking folk music worlds, from the Chieftains to Gilles Vigneault. They've written music for film and television. All in all, the McGarrigle sisters slowly and steadily ascended to the position that they now hold, that of Canadian folk music royalty. Kate McGarrigle's marriage to famed American folk singer-songwriter Loudon Wainwright III produced Rufus and Martha Wainwright, two more bright lights in the music firmament. And it's Rufus, Martha, and Anna who lead this loving tribute to their mother and sister. Here's Rufus Wainwright to bring on the first guest.
I would like to now... Thank you. Okay. We don't have much time. So I'd like to now introduce an incredible Canadian artist who I've, for many, many years, always wanted to work with. And tonight, we all have the chance to hear her and work with her, all of us, the great Jane Siberry.
This is a terrifyingly moving love song. I have trouble singing it for the emotion I feel, but I'll try my best.
So please welcome to the stage some of the members of a Broken Social Scene.
Someone I know I ought to hate. around in circles and makes me wait. Got no head, got no brain. Just got a heart and my heart is in pain. Just got a heart and
tune called Come Back Baby, performed by members of Broken Social Scene. Part of this concert called Love Over and Over, the songs of Kate McGarrigle, recorded at Massey Hall in Toronto. I'm Andrew Craig, and this is Canada Live on CBC Radio 2. Coming up next, a performance by a member of another royal family in folk music. Teddy Thompson is the son of British folk rock royalty Richard and Linda Thompson. He's released 5 solo albums since the year 2000. And contributed to a range of others, including albums by both of his parents. Thompson's also a close friend of the McGarrigle-Wainwright clan. Listen to his heartfelt rendition of Kate McGarrigle's Saratoga Summer Song.
We were nice young adults. We proved ourselves. We showed results like cats and dogs who'd undergone a fix. Fashionably cynical, and love to us was clinical. Long ago, we gave up getting our kicks But the summer sun came down on all, and it was fun to feel, fun to fall into a sloppy teenage scene. Gossiping and having crushes, dimming lights to hide our blushes. My God, I thought I was 16. All those happy hours turned the green buds into flowers. This crazy summer is over. No more bees, no more clover in the room at the swimming hole, swings by the weight of the wind. Skidmore girls come back to town. All the freaks head underground, and we who are free swing like the rope on that tree. We danced and played some tennis, made love with Fred or Dennis. We drank lots of beer and ate a whole lot of food. We put our bodies to the sun for God to see and everyone. We swam dressed and we swam nude. And the New York City ballet dancers danced for all the neighborhood cancers who were celebrating their birthdays in the sun. And all that sun brought dope and lust, and we weren't too smart and we had a bust. But nobody slept alone. Night caught up with day. Summer went away. This crazy summer is past. Sunrise to sunset is fading fast now, and all I want is to see a rope on that tree. So bring back the bagels, bring back the lox, let's have another vernal equinox. Bring back the laughs, bring back the tears, bring back the beer. Back the dope and the
road. I'm Andrew Craig. This is Canada Live. We're listening to Love Over and Over, the songs of Kate McGarrigle, recorded at Massey Hall in Toronto. Back to the stage, here is Martha Wainwright.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage, Emmylou Harris.
Hi, I'm Emmylou Harris, and I'm here at the third Kate McGarrigle Memorial Concert. I have been at all three, and I'll be at many more. If they keep having them, I'm going to show up. I'm actually singing on three songs. I'm doing I Eat Dinner, which is an incredibly beautiful, poignant Kate's song, but of course I think all her songs are that way. I remember when it first came out on the record, I would play it over and over and over and over again. And I'm doing it tonight with Martha. Last year we did it, and I sang it with Rufus.
I eat dinner at the kitchen table with my daughter, who is 13. We eat with mashed potatoes, no more candle, no more romance, no more small talk when the hunger's gone. I eat dinner at the kitchen table, and I wash it down with pop. I eat leftovers,
small talk when the hunger's gone. When the hunger's gone. With my daughter, who is 13, we eat leftovers with mashed potatoes. No more candlelight, no more romance, no more small talk when the hunger is gone. No more candlelight, no more romance, no more small talk when the hunger.
I'd like to introduce now the great Bruce Coburn, who's going to come on up. Where is he?
I have to say, it's a wonderful feeling to be part of a show like this, to share this time and space with you guys and with all these amazing people in honor of a truly amazing person who... who added so much to so many people's lives. And
since we last shook hands, still got a long way. ago. Couldn't see the flowers when we last shook hands. Couldn't see the flowers on account of the snow.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
A tune called Come a Long Way, performed by the great Bruce Coburn. I'm Andrew Craig. This is Canada Live. We're listening to this tribute concert to Kate McGarrigle from Massey Hall in Toronto. Kate and Anna McGarrigle contributed significantly to the proliferation of Quebec's folk music. Coming out on stage now, the various members of the McGarrigle-Wainwright clan, Martha Wainwright, Jane McGarrigle, Anna McGarrigle, her husband Dane Lankin, and her children Lily and Sylvan Lankin, and of course Rufus Wainwright. And together they perform one of Kate and Anna's signature songs, Entre la jeunesse et la sagesse, Between Youth and Wisdom.
Les arbres à l'horizon, des voies ferrées entre du pâté de maison. Doucement les années nous ont subtilisé. D'abord la joie, puis le désir.
La jeunesse et la sagesse, ah, il y a un arrêt de métro, près des panneaux, avec en l'œil.
Thank you.
And now I'd like to bring to the stage Ron Sexsmith.
This is Ron Sexsmith, and I'm standing here at Massey Hall for the Kate McGarrigle tribute concert. I'm singing a song called On My Way to Town. It's hard to pick. I went through a whole list of songs, and some of them are already taken. But this one I relate to because I'm a big walker. I walk everywhere, and I have a sense that she probably wrote it when she was walking, literally walking into town, you know. So that's what I'm doing.
On my way to town, got my money in my secret pocket. On my way to town, until I get there, I won't turn around. I'm dropping pebbles in my tracks. I will not get lost when I come back. My lunch tucked in another pocket. On my way to town, and I will only stop to wash it down. Cool water is good enough, and waste my gold on finer stuff.
To town, Ron Sexsmith performs the music of Kate McGarrigle here on Canada Live. I'm Andrew Craig. Up next, Quebec musical legend Robert Charlebois.
Anna, you do it. Quoi tu fais, hein, Anna? En français.
Et maintenant, c'est mon grand plaisir d'inviter sur la scène le grand Robert Charlebois.
Bonsoir, mes amis. Good evening.
parmi la bruche et le sapin. Que le jour pousse un grand soupir et que le soleil est bas. Et que le soleil est bas. Il me semble qu'une ombre plane dans le silence de l'oubli. Est-ce que ce silence là, tu ne seras pas toujours là. Non, tu ne seras pas toujours là. Et qui reverra ton sourire un peu flou, un peu lunaire, quand un corbeau solitaire chante l'approche de la nuit. Chante l'approche de la nuit.
I think Darling Kate speaks for itself. I was at Kate's passing at the invitation of her family, which really, really touched me. It meant a lot that I was included in such a sacred passage and was able to bid her farewell. I never actually had that experience with anyone in my family or anyone close to me before. So it had had a profound effect on me. So really, in a way, it was just just kind of writing a letter to her after the fact.
So it's finally come, you have left this world, but we'll miss our kid, our darling girl. We held your hand, kissed your lovely girl, bid farewell. You're sailing now, free from the pain. You lay that burden down, but you're strong in giving hope. will surely be your crown. As you slip the surly bonds of earth and sail away, perhaps we will meet again somehow, someday. Until then, there's nothing we can do but wait. Our darling Kate.
Kate, Emmylou Harris's touching tribute to Kate McGarrigle. I'm Andrew Craig. This is Canada Live. Last but not least, here's Kate McGarrigle's sister, Anna.
In the last few years of Kate's life, she took up reading Greek mythology. She once asked me, this was actually a long time ago, she asked me if she... She actually thought she might be a goddess, which is great, you know. I mean, I'd love to have that kind of whatever confidence. And I said, yes, I thought maybe she might be. Anyway, I don't know whether, but this was years later, then she started reading Greek mythology. And shortly before she died, I mean, it was really just 3 months before, she wrote this song called Proserpina. I don't know if you know who Proserpina is. She's the daughter of Hera. In the winter, she goes into the underworld and lives with her father. And so the mother gets mad and she banishes all warmth from the earth and kills all the plants and animals because she wants Proserpina to come back to her. And this is the story of Proserpina. It's kind of the story of Kate and all of us women who go to rejoin our mothers.
Proserpina, Proserpina, come home to mama, come home to mama. Proserpina, Proserpina, come home to your mother, come home to mama now.
I shall punish the earth, I shall turn down the heat, I shall take away every morsel to eat.
Rosabina, Rosabina.
Rosabina, performed by the whole cast, led by the late Kate McGarrigle's children, Lucas and Martha Wainwright, and her sister, Anna McGarrigle. That was one of Kate's very last songs. Kate and Anna's eldest sister, Jane McGarrigle, joined in as well, also Anna's husband, Dane Lankin, and their children, Lily Lankin and Sylvan Lankin. I'm Andrew Craig. Welcome to Canada Live. This is the second of our broadcasts devoted to the recent tribute concert for Canadian folk music icon Kate McGarrigle. The matriarch of the McGarrigle-Wainwright clan left us in January 2010, and since then, her equally famous family members have annually hosted a tribute concert in her honor. The first tribute concert happened in London, England. A New York concert followed that last year. This third tribute took place as part of the 2012 edition of the Luminato Festival in Toronto. First up from the stage of Massey Hall, Kevin Drew, Amy Milan, Ariel Engel, and Andrew Whiteman of Broken Social Scene performed Kate McGarrigle's Mother Mother.
Get for me a dog that bites, turning loose on moonless nights. Get for me a dog that bays and turning loose on sunless days. Child from our heart. Someone's trying to hurt me. Mother, mother, help me.
Mother, Mother, performed by Kevin Drew, Ema Milan, Ariel Engel, and Andrew Whiteman of Broken Social Scene. Recorded at Massey Hall in Toronto. All part of this concert called Love Over and Over, the songs of Kate McGarrigle. Presented by the 2012 Luminato Festival in Toronto. I'm Andrew Craig, and this is Canada Live. Over the course of the next hour, we'll hear performances mostly of Kate McGarrigle's music by various members of the McGarrigle-Wainwright extended family. Emmylou Harris, Jane Sibbery, Peggy Seeger, Teddy Thompson, Crystal Warren, and Mary Margaret O'Hara. And the term extended family is really apt here. The warmth, love, and respect between all these performers was as evident offstage as on. Everyone was just so happy to be a part of this tribute to someone so beloved. Kate and Anna McGarrigle started to write songs during their college-university years, after having grown up in a highly musical family. Neither of them could have known how prolific they would be or how influential their song catalog would become. The 10 albums that Kate and Anna McGarrigle released over a 30-year period earned them a slew of awards and accolades. Plenty of high-profile artists have recorded their songs, and the McGarrigles have collaborated with a host of artists in both the English and French-speaking folk music worlds. They're generally regarded as Canadian folk music royalty. Kate McGarrigle's children are Rufus and Martha Wainwright, both huge stars in their own right. It's Rufus, Martha, and Anna who lead this loving tribute to their mother and sister. Here are Martha and Anna.
Do you want to talk a little bit about this song?
One of Kate's interests was Jack Kerouac, and she started to write a bunch of songs about Kerouac. I know she identified with Kerouac, but she was much more a Neil Cassidy character. And anyway, this song is a prequel to this musical that she was writing, which she actually never finished. And this talks about the Quebec French that went to work in the mills of New Hampshire and how their plan was always to go back to Quebec. So they didn't care if the kids were underage or what because, you know, they weren't going to stay there. They were going back to Quebec once they'd gotten their American money. And they ran up against the Irish agitators who were trying to form unions, which they were not interested in doing. And this is that story. It's the story of Jack Kerouac's parents.
To work in the mills of New Hampshire.
2 weeks we'll march like savages down the banks of the Connecticut and the Merrimack rivers. Why is Paddy such a bad guy? Why is he so evil? He wants more pay for his working day, and he says that kids like me should be in school. Our film tiger, Matsitsa, will start for home tomorrow. But Paddy Boyle and Katie Doyle, they've left their soil, they've sailed away. They can't go home, and therein lies their anger and their sorrow. Of whiskey blanc, of tobacco and fine leather. And all the boys, petit Jean, Tigus, have brand new suits, and the girls new coats and hats. And Madame Aubry, a gorgeous hat of Milton with three fine feathers. And we're going home to Canada, to La Beauce, our beautiful country. We'll take the new train from Nashville, our pockets filled with American money.
It's a Kerouac musical that was never really finished. Kay wrote a bunch of songs, and she also wrote like a 200-page long script, which I look at sometimes. But this next song is about the impulse to go west, which many of these guys had.
I wore my lumberjack shirt and a pair of blue jeans. I wore my lumberjack boots and my navy blue pea coat from the Merchant Marine.
All the way to San Francisco. All the way to San Francisco. Stars were falling and derelicts were dying in darkened doorways. All the way to San Francisco. All the way to San Francisco. I could read the highway clear as words on a page, and to the music of that highway I could hear the songs of love and songs of rage. And the voices were loud, sounded like screams.
Oh,
from plain folk, just ordinary people with extraordinary dreams. All the way to San Francisco. All the way to San Francisco. Chicks in convertibles passing me by, all the way to San Francisco.
The McGarrigle-Wainwright Clan performs Kate McGarrigle's song All the Way to San Francisco. I'm Andrew Craig. This is Canada Live. Here's Rufus Wainwright.
Let's invite Jane Sivery back up.
I've had enough.
Jane Siberry and Rufus Wainwright performed Kate McGarrigle's song I Cried For Us, part of his tribute concert to the late Kate McGarrigle from Massey Hall in Toronto. From the 2012 Luminato Festival, here's Martha Wainwright.
So Kate almost finished a musical about Kerouac, and she almost also finished another musical that she wrote with her two sisters, Anna, and her other sister, Jane McGarrigle. And that musical is about Cassie Chadwick, Mrs. Chadwick, who was a Canadian woman who lived in the 19th century, and at the turn of the 19th century, and who was the greatest con artist that had ever lived up until that point. And she, I don't know how she did it, if she slept her way, although there's pictures of her, she was kind of ugly, but I guess, you know, bankers will get it however they can. So anyways, this... this song is about Cassie Chadwick, but it's really about Kate, I think. I should have known better. They warned me from the start. The gentleman who climbed the ladder, he knew the rules, but not the heart. They're blinded by the promise that if they play the game, their star will rise. They never look to see what shines right before their very eyes.
Yeah.
I'm a Diamond, performed by Martha Wainwright, part of Love Over and Over, the songs of Kate McGarrigle. I'm Andrew Craig. This is Canada Live on CBC Radio 2. There's lots more from this concert we couldn't fit into the broadcast. Check it out at cbcmusic.ca. Also on cbcmusic.ca, exclusive video interviews with Rufus Wainwright, Martha Wainwright, Anna McGarrigle, and Lynn Anken. Here's Rufus.
One of the great things, there's nothing great about this show for me, of course, because I wish Kate was still here, but one of the amazing things is that there's a lot of songs that were never released, like the ones you heard before at the beginning of the set from the Kerouac Project, as well as Saratoga Song, that were never put on an album or anything, and this is another one of those, I think, real masterpieces. It's very short and very, very beautiful, and it's called Oliver, and I'm going to sing it with my Aunt Anna.
Oliver, remember me. Once I was lover to a friend. For two full moons we lived our love. I'd do it all again. Oliver, I'm kept awake by Karen. Please don't tell him that I ask, but is his heart still breaking? And if it's broke, be extra keen. His life is for the taking. He says he's even with the sea, but the ocean knows no reason, and winter's ocean knows no kind. So watch for him this season. Oliver, Oliver, if you see him, tell him that I miss him. Sure as hell, if I could be, I've been to him to kiss him.
Hello, I'm Peggy Seeger. The song I'm going to sing is called Tell My Sister, in which she is in London and she's in emotional catastrophe. I think she's lost a child. I think her husband has left her. And she's coming back home to Canada. And she sings that strange line in which she says, tell my sister to tell my mother that I'm coming home alone. And to me, that is genius, because I had to ask Anna what it meant. And apparently Kate, who was the youngest of the three sisters, always felt she didn't want to hurt anybody, so she used an intermediary if there was some hurt coming. So when I sing Tell My Sister, I always say Anna to myself.
Weatherman on the radio threatens rain, maybe snow. He just forecasts. You don't know I need fair weather. I gotta go. I'm not a cowboy. I've never been shot. No, I'm not a convict. I've never been caught. Tell my sister to tell alone. Sunday morning, boarded that plane. Got on in London, it was pouring rain. Tell my sister to tell my mother I'm coming home. Between the channel and the sea, across the ocean, you know that's where I want to be. But until then, tie me to the ground. I gotta let these weary bones rest from all my running round. Tell my sister to tell my mother again I'm gay. I'm gonna hop that old jetliner. I'm gonna sail away. But tell my sister to tell my mother I'm coming home alone.
A touching rendition of Kate McGarrigle's Tell My Sister, performed by Peggy Seeger, Pete Seeger's half-sister. I'm Andrew Craig. This is Canada Live. We're listening to a concert called Love Over and Over, the songs of Kate McGarrigle. Here's Martha Wainwright.
Please welcome back to the stage the great Teddy Thompson and Crystal Warren.
I remember days when we laughed a lot,
those that weren't so good I soon forgot. We could sit and talk till words were coming out our ears, not just for days or weeks or months, but it's been years. And here they come, here come my tears. So go, leave, you said goodbye. Could it be a star? Hearts have a way of calling when they've been.
A beautiful version of Go Leave, performed by Teddy Thompson and Crystal Warren. I'm Andrew Craig. This is Canada Live on CBC Radio 2.
Hi, I'm Amy Lou Harris, and as far as Kate's writing, you know, it seems simple, but I think it's a lot more complicated. Beautiful melodies, absolutely beautiful melodies. And Anna, too, and that was why when I was trying to try my hand at being more of a songwriter, you know, with their stuff, I went, I want some of that. You know, I want to jump into that soup that they've got going that is so unusual, not like anyone else. And then I was asked to sing Mendocino, which I still think is one of the most beautiful songs ever written. So I'm just happy to be here.
I bid farewell to the state of honor, my home away from home, the state of new. I came of age when first I started home, and the trees grow high in New York State, and they shine. Never had the blues from whence I came, but in New York State I caught 'em. Talk to me, Mendocino. Closing my eyes, I hear the sea. Must I wake? Must I follow? And it's on to South Bend, Indiana, fed on a western plain, rise up over the Rockies, down on into California, out to where but the rocks remain. Let the sun set on. I will watch it.
rise no more. Talk to me, Mendocino. Closing my eyes, I hear the sea. Must I run? Must I follow? Won't you say, come with me?
A tune called Talk to Me of Mendocino, performed by Emmylou Harris with Rufus and Martha Wainwright. All part of this tribute concert called Love Over and Over, the songs of Kate McGarrigle. I'm Andrew Craig. This is Canada Live. Here's Rufus to introduce Mary Margaret O'Hara.
This next song is very, very special to us here, the family. Because this is actually, I think this is the premiere of the song. It's never been sung before in public. And it's called Make the World Slow Down. What do is it? I just want it to last. And Kate wrote it for her 60th birthday. We had a big party in New York, and her present to us, because she was always giving other people presents, even when it was her birthday. But was this song, and I don't think Martha or I, maybe Anna did, but I think we were pretty in the clouds about what was happening with her health. But I think she knew at this point that something was up or down, and it's in the song, and it's just a fantastic song, and I'm so excited to have Mary Margaret sing it for us, who's so great. So. And I just wanted to say that the first spoken word bit is a wonderful thing for all the people who are at the party, so it's a great song. Okay.
Your first born fist. Stop me. We'd like to thank everybody for coming to our party. We have doctors, we have lawyers. Out yourselves. We have carpenters, we have sawyers, we have employees and employers. We almost had some boyers. We have students, we have teachers. I don't think we got no preachers. We've got artists who paint pictures and photographers who snap the pictures. Folks who play the violin, play guitar, and play piano. We have peaceniks, we have fighters. We have dancers, we have writers. Dancing, that was good. I didn't see that at rehearsal. We have brains galore, enough to store. All history since the dinosaur and long before. And even more, we have some rich, we have some poor. Stand up, you poor people. Dastardly souls. Do we have a scientist? Yes, we have a scientist in our midst. Feel around. Among all these sages, or at least idiot savants, surely one can give me what I want. Make the earth slow down a bit as it spins around the sun. It's going awful fast, and I'm having too much fun. Find a cozy parking spot in some far-off galaxy. Keep the engine running for at least a century. Attention, Universe Patrol. Start handing out the fines. We're passing every meteor, no planet left behind. So make the world slow down a bit. We're going way too fast. I just want it to last. Can you do this for me?
surpassing every meteor no planet left behind. So make the earth slow down a bit, going way too fast, and we just want it to last. Start there, then you bring it to here. Thank you, you beautiful McGarrigles. My name is Mary Margaret O'Harrigal. For the rest of you, put an eagle up to your name tonight.
Mary Margaret O'Hara sings Kate McGarrigle's I Just Want It to Last. I'm Andrew Craig. This is Canada Live. Now, everyone gathers on stage for a traditional spiritual recorded and often performed live by Kate and Anna.
Lord, I'm traveling on for Jesus night and day.
Night and day.
They tell you I'm traveling on now for Jesus night and day. I want you to make up on your mind. Sure, a good friend's hard to find, Lord. Telling you everybody will be your friend.
Spiritual called Traveling On for Jesus, performed by the McGarrigle Wainwright Lankin Clan. Kate McGarrigle died of a rare form of cancer called sarcoma. Back in 2006, the Kate McGarrigle Fund was established at McGill University of Montreal to raise funds for sarcoma research. Just drop Kate McGarrigle Fund into Google and you'll find more information about that. Well, part of the proceeds of this concert went to that fund, so it was more than just a celebration of her huge musical legacy. Here's one more song from everyone.
Mm-hmm.
up the river to the one I love. Fare thee well, my honey, fare thee well.
Girl, I'm loving, she's long and tall. She moves her body like a cannonball. Fare thee well, my honey.
Fare. One of these days, and it won't. Fare thee well,
Fare thee well. The late Kate McGarrigle's children, Rufus and Martha Wainwright, and her sister, Anna McGarrigle, lead the whole ensemble. Kate and Anna's eldest sister, Jane McGarrigle, joined in as well. Also Anna's husband, Dane Lankin, and their children, Lily and Sylvan Lankin. In this past hour, we heard solo spots from special guests Emmylou Harris, Jane Sibbery, Peggy Seeger, Teddy Thompson, Crystal Warren, Mary Margaret O'Hara, Kevin Drew, and Amy Milan. Let me tell you about the band. Brad Albetta on bass, Thomas Bartlett on piano, Kayla McCall on guitar, Michelle Joseph on drums, Chaim Tannenbaum on banjo, mandolin, sax, and background vocals, Joel Zifkin on violin, Michel Pépin on guitar. This concert, Love Over and Over, the songs of Kate McGarrigle, was produced at Massey Hall in Toronto by the Luminato Festival. Again, watch videos, hear songs and interviews with Rufus and Martha Wainwright, Anna McGarrigle, and Lily Lankin by going to cbcmusic.ca. And you can post your thoughts about it on our blog, too. You find it at cbcmusic.ca/CanadaLive. Thanks to Kathy Irving, Doug Doctor, Chris Jackson, and Malcolm Gould for all of that. Thanks also to the Canada Live national team, Malcolm Gould, Chantal Minard, and Kate Friesen. I'm Andrew Craig, and this is Canada Live on CBC Radio 2. That's it for this week. We'll go out on one last song from this tribute concert to Kate McGarrigle, the title song for the concert, Love Over and Over, and it features all the performers. Tonic comes up next here on CBC Radio 2, hosted by Tim Tamashiro. I'm Andrew Craig. This is Canada Live. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you on Monday. Happy Canada Day.